Guitar. It's episode 168. We've come a long way.
It's not a guitar, it's a bass, man.
Let me start off by saying, before we started this, I had a weird experience earlier. I got a Meta Quest 3, and I downloaded VR chat, and that's some wild shit. Let me tell you, chat rooms have come a long way. First off, it's wild that it's all, like, in front of me. Like, I really feel like I'm there, especially when I'm looking around and it's moving and shit. Like, it's really immersive.
Who were you in VR chat?
I was just some fucking...
Just some fucking guy.
Some fucking hooded robot thing. Oh. I don't know.
Cool.
But I saw this person that was a dog, and they were sitting down, but they were scooting across the floor. And I said, yo, what the fuck are you doing? You don't be scooting your ass across the floor, you mangy mutt. I said, whose fucking dog is this? It's letting the dog rub its ass on the floor like this. And, you know, I was really upset.
Yeah.
Like,
what's wrong with people?
It's wild. There's a lot of furries on there. And all the furries are like, you know, I'm sick of getting all this furry hate. Why does everyone hate us furries? We're not all bad. And I said, no pets allowed. Go outside. And
still on the cart.
There was this guy, and he was like a robot whale. And there was this other little robot whale there, but it was like a miniature version of the robot whale. And I was like, look at this guy and his fucking kid. Who brings this fucking kid here? And the little robot whale's running around hitting people with a pillow. I'm like, this kid's out of fucking control. Running around hitting people with the pillow. We're trying to play pool over here. What the fuck is going on? But this shit, it was fucking wild. Like, I didn't think VR would be as immersive as it is. But you're really fucking...
There.
You see, the last time I played VR...
Are
you really fucking?
Just wait until he gets one of those full-body motion sensors or whatever.
Yeah, I'm just getting the thing I stick my dick in.
You're gonna get that and the fleshlight mounted to the wall. He's gonna be good.
Listen,
to go.
When I went to the...
One of those.
Oh, you could get it on one of these like swivel things, like I got my microphone on.
I went to this porn convention in 2013.
Cool.
In Chicago, called Exotica, and they had this little machine you could fuck, right?
And this machine.
It was two parts. It was the machine you can fuck and the dildo, and. You know, whatever you did to the dildo, the machine you could fuck it, it replicated it on there. So it was like you could have long distance intercourse. It was weird, but they let you stick your fingers in there. And, you know, you just need one of those in VR. This fucking...
You don't want to stick your nipples.
I almost fell a couple times playing it too, because it trips me out. And
God, I need you to record yourself doing this, so that if you do fall, I can see it.
Hey, you know what's cool is you can, you know, there's a MetaQuest app, and I can cast what I'm seeing through the headset.
Oh shit!
To everyone, yeah, through my phone. So that was pretty neat. It's how's the PSVR?
Not bad.
Immersive, like, do you feel
like... I have only played with the first model of it.
Oh.
And it's, if you have a good set of headphones on, then yeah, it's pretty neat.
Oh yeah, I should have probably used headphones with this thing, huh?
Yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. Get you a good ass. I mean, those are probably pretty good. Well, I don't know if they are anymore, but your ear.
Well, I don't know if I could use these and that fucking headset at the same time anyways.
You might could.
You know, I got some earbuds I can put in now. Mm. You know, they're active noise canceling.
Oh, then fuck yeah, dude. Throw those bastards in. Play some Beat Saber. You'll have the time of your life.
Well, I got this controller, you guys.
The Dream Vapor.
Yeah, it's very...
That's a pretty ass controller, dude.
Very beautiful. You know, I went to GameStop to get Richie. Richie fucking turned himself around in school, so he got a Switch.
Hell yeah.
And I went to go pick out like a case and shit for him. And so we went to GameStop. And like the most helpful GameStop employee in the world was there. That's like, man, that's the GameStop.
Yeah, I was about to say, I wasn't
there. You went all the way to Ashville.
the most helpful in Michigan.
We're I can deal with that.
Fucking, I wish it would have been you. Was some weird, you know, he was kind of a weird guy, but he was very nice, very helpful, and he did not bother me at all while I was in there. It was a very nice time. Usually I can't stand the jerk behind the counter in GameStop. No offense.
Are you good? I get
usually,
it.
Usually a fuckless jerk. Man. Fucking, I ended up buying that controller though, because I saw it. And I almost bought the MetaQuest, but they didn't have the 128 one. And I also got this. Pink lemonade.
Oh, yeah.
Terps and THC. Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
That would be cool as hell, wouldn't it?
Put it right here.
Well, I can't put it there, but I did put it here.
I can put it in my ears.
Yeah, I got a little portable boy now. Yeah, this is the Luca Unicorn. And the cool thing is oh, you are frozen.
I was frozen.
This is magnetic, this piece. And then you load it right here. Pop it back on.
Yeah, this joint's magnetic too. That sits in here. I turned it off. I don't want to fuck with it. But yeah.
Oh yeah. It's dabbing time. I don't know when to.
It's dabbing time.
I don't know when it's time to.
Sabertooth Kraken.
Oh shit. Alright, let's see.
That sounds terrifying, huh?
Sabertooth Crackhead? Yeah.
Yeah, man. Terrifying.
Me.
Oh, he's coming back. He's coming back. Nope.
Fucking hard. Put this piece of shit in there.
What?
Oh! Whoa!
Put that shit in there. Childproof it, and then where'd
my phone go?
Alright, that was pretty good.
I'm gonna show you these chickens.
Oh shit, this shit's smoking though.
Looks like I just pulled this shit out of my nose, bro.
We unfortunately we cannot see.
What? You can't see me.
You're frozen.
You've been frozen this whole time. Barely hurt you.
Oh man, I don't know how to turn this fucker off. Oh, there we go. It's off. That was a fucking.
That was a loud vibration.
That was a hell of a dab, though. That was only $150.
Hell yeah.
That was well worth it. It was very well worth it. That was a big old fucking dab. And it tasted good. And he is frozen as fuck today. Fucking, and no Donnie still.
Stone Ninja and Carbonite.
Yeah, we got Stone Ninja and Carbonite and no fucking Donnie.
Donnie's still missing. Man. Who knows where the fuck I'm at? Looks like I'm in space, huh?
Yeah, those are clouds. I got a new Xbox headset. I finally upgraded to wireless.
Hell yeah.
And it comes with this big wire dongle that I gotta plug in.
I love that word. Dongle.
We lost our ninja.
Dongle.
The stoned one. Yeah, dongle is a real weird word. They have weird tech words.
There he is.
He's back. We always make a Brooklyn face. My daughter makes that face all the time. Man. Fucking. They make all these delicious edibles and I can't eat any of them. I got Ann's these peanut butter cups. Yeah.
Peanut butter cups? My man. Yeah. Those are my weakness.
Yeah, I know, that's what I'm saying. And they got peanut butter cups. They got s'mores cups. They got these caramel cups. They got all these different types of just delicious sounding candies that are just full of delicious weed.
And you can't have them.
No.
My buddy made these, they were peanut butter cups, but they were like peanut butter cups. He would take the peanut butter mixture in the middle, put weed and mushrooms in there, and then just a regular chocolate on the outside. And I'm telling you, it was like the size of one of those big cups.
Hell yeah. You just
took a bite out of that joint. You were good.
Alright, I wanted...
It was like three. It was three bites.
I'm fucked.
I gotta show you guys something. I gotta show you guys. You guys tell me what you think of this. So, this is a spread.
Nutty Finger BBs. Cowabunga size.
So, this is a spread that you... No, it's not weed. This is a spread that's supposed to be...
It's cashew butter. Holy fuck.
Yeah, cashew butter. Supposed to be reminiscent of the old turtle pies.
Okay.
I fuck with it.
So it's got green glazed pie chips, vanilla pudding, power cashew butter.
Yeah, but they got
all these different flavors. Here's an Ecto Cooler one.
Wow.
Creamy orange juice flavored cashew butter mixed with lemonade flavor and tangerine extract.
I'm gonna need you to send me the link to this website.
Oh yeah, hell yeah.
Buy that on the internet, man?
Yes, it's on. And it's on the fucking internet.
Cat free, right?
I wish.
Cause I would try it.
Yeah, you know, I looked up reviews of it too.
That Nutty Finger BBs? Ooh, I'd tear that shit up.
Oh yeah, right?
Man, and they have...
What's that strawberry junk?
It's Homie's Donut.
Homie's Donut.
Yo, I seen these people the other day. I didn't know it was peanut butter, though. I thought it was slime.
You know, they get a thing. I saw a thing that people are constantly thinking
of. Pizza chip. They have pizza one. What the fuck?
Crushed Fido chips, smoked almond butter, freeze-dried tomato powder, cheddar cheese powder, pizza seasoning.
That sounds rough. But like, I would try it.
I mean... Oh,
what's it go on?
A cracker.
This looks good.
That looks fucking...
Yeah, that
looks... Sir. Delicious. Yes, sir.
It's like... How much?
I'm probably about to order some of this shit when we are done.
what is, like, how big is this jar?
That's a good question. 16 ounces.
So 1 pound.
For $12.99.
For $13. So it only costs you $13 plus shipping plus tax to gain 1 pound of pure body mass.
Yeah.
Wow. This one looks so fucking good, man.
I'm on a fucking speed run gaining that weight right now, dude.
Yes, 10-pack.
Oh, shit, they got a bunch of rooms in there?
Oh, my science.
Like...
confetti buttercream cashew butter. What the
fuck? Sprinkles, s'mores, cake bar.
This would be good on a bagel, maybe? Oh, here's that strawberry cheesecake one. Wow. Oh, it's supposed to be one of these.
Oh, I remember those, gents.
I never had one of these, but it looks fucking good. I mean, it looks like a Mets milk chocolate coating frosting. Man, oh, a honey bun one.
Oh, dude, honey buns.
Oh, they don't show us what it looks like, though.
What?
Last off brownie.
Nutty Amigo.
Oh, shit. Oh, that's probably good.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm down.
Nutty PB Amigo. Crisp. PB dude. Crisp was so good.
Yeah.
Man, this cartoon bar. Oh, Reptar bar.
Oh, yeah, I love some Reptar.
Caramel sauce.
Man.
Hey, get green for 3 days?
Yeah, yeah.
They're sold out of a lot of them.
Eat a pound of cashew butter dyed so good.
Yeah, they're... they are sold out. The only ones they have...
oh, okay.
These ones right now. And well, you know...
eat these in the cowabunga pie for sure.
I'd probably try all of them but the strawberry one.
Yeah, yeah, me too, probably.
I'm not a strawberry or cheesecake guy, but...
yeah, but strawberry cheesecake together?
If I'm in the right mood, strawberry cheesecake tastes fucking phenomenal.
I mean, it's just kind of, it looks kind of gross, but it might go good on a bagel.
Sure, we'll go good on a spoon. What do you mean?
Yeah, I don't want to eat... I want to try not just eating it in a spoon. You know, just...
I mean, you probably shouldn't eat it anyways.
Yeah. And it's the new larger size.
Oh, shit.
Man.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's 16 ounces now.
So I'm just glad they don't actually have that at a grocery store near me, because that's the kind of dumb shit I would spend $15 on.
Yeah.
Be like, why am I just got this stuff right here. Why am I spending $100 on groceries?
Yeah, and I'd get multiple.
That, oh, yeah, that's that $15 fucking cashew butter that tastes like my childhood.
Yeah, and what is cashew? It's made out of nuts.
Yeah, cashews.
Aw, nuts.
Cashews.
Okay, but it's not going to taste like cashews.
Yeah, it does. Taste
like... oh, it does.
Yeah, it does taste like cashews.
Fuck yeah.
Well, I mean...
bunga pies.
Yeah, those are going to taste, you know, different, but...
blast that shit with so much flavor, you're not going to taste the cashew butter.
Yeah, those cashew butters, probably not.
Just what they're putting their flavor upon is a cashew butter base.
Okay. Oh, I see they make a lot of cashew butter. Oh, dunk a spoon cashew butter. That looks pretty fucking good. Got some sugar cookies.
Hey,
in the man.
Ninja cashew butter.
Oh, it's an edible? Yeah. All those would have instantly been 100 times better with a little bit of weed added in.
Stone Ninja.
And you know what's good? Weed Rice Krispie Treats. Those are really overrated. You know, underrated. Especially if they use Fruity Pebbles. I guess it's not a Rice Krispie Treat. Well, that's still a rice cereal. Just got a little bit of flavor into it.
Yeah. If Rice Krispies put Fruity Pebble first, we'd be talking about those, but they didn't.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Fruity
Pebble
swoop in and said, no, this is how we do it. They got the Cocoa Krispies. They got that right. The but they also got Cocoa Pebbles. They were kind of head to head on that.
Yeah, they're kind of like the same thing.
They are the same thing.
I miss Rice Krispie Treat cereal.
Eating brands.
Yeah, you're right. Because the generic shit was pretty much the same thing, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, you know, I like cornflakes, because even the generic's just called cornflakes. So it's like, you know, what cornflakes do I want? Oh!
Frosted Flakes.
I got a new pen now, too.
Oh, dope.
Got some rainbow runts on this jet.
You don't say runts like you used to. I don't think you're as into it like you used to be.
How did I say it before?
You runts. I don't know. I can't do it like you did, but you got into it, man. You said it with some soul. Runts.
I wish I still did. Ow. Man, this shit. Let me see. Rainbow Runts is, yes, you bet. It is an indica weed strain made from a double cross of Skittles and Dosti Dough. It's also Wizard Tree's cross of Runts crossed with RS-11. The effects of modern Rainbow Runts are hybrid, great for daytime and afternoon smoking. Reviewers on Leafly who have smoked this strain say it makes them feel happy and relaxed. It pairs well with your favorite. The flavor of Rainbow Runts is a candy front with a pungent fuel back. It does taste very candyish.
Does it taste fuely? On the back?
Yeah, on the back end. I don't know what the fuck that means. But
on the back end?
Yeah, the front end, the back end, I don't know.
Because it tastes one way when you're, you know, breathing it in.
You know, oh, and yeah, it's kind that of makes
warm sense. Still, but when you blow it out, it's cooled off. So okay. It's got a...
Yeah, going in, it tastes like nerds, almost. Yeah, there's a little fuely going out.
Where?
It gives you dry mouth, dry eyes, and anxiousness. Oh, shit, man. Them dabs I did gave me anxiousness today. Man, I'm trying to fucking play Fortnite, and we're losing. And every time we lose, we do a dab. And so I'm like 3 dabs in, and I'm out my fucking mind. Because we were losing like we were losing last night, Stone.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we were landing, and we were back to fucking lobby. And so, you know, it was like back-to-back. Fucking day. I was so fucking blitzed earlier. And then all these kids just burst into my room screaming. And I almost burst into a panic attack.
I just started screaming too.
I was ready to. I was so like, I just had to put my controller down. I walked away. I had a crown and everything, and I walked away from the game. And I came back. We won the fucking game.
Hell yeah.
But that was the only one we won. But it was like, well, we won. Yeah, we found the crowns. It was fucking wild. It was, holy cow. I could not
believe. We had a couple of good games earlier, man. You got that second place.
Yeah.
I got my first solo win of the day today. Or of the season. First solo win of the season. It was just like a 5-kill win, but still.
Man, I don't have a solo win.
Yeah.
Get good.
Go for it, man.
You know, I do this when I'm playing solo. I only play solo when I got missions to do.
Yeah.
And then I get so into the mission, and then someone kills me, and I get pissed off, and then I quit playing for a bit. And it really pisses me off when I'm just minding my own business doing missions, and here come a motherfucker. Oh, I got a great pistol. Hope killed you. Hey, you motherfucker.
Hey, man. White pistol That's gang, remember?
The missions and not killing that son of a bitch.
Yeah. You know, sometimes I wish there was a mode where I could just go and do the missions.
Yeah, but if Team Rumble used to, that's how I got all my.
But it is kind of fun. It is kind of fun, you know, that little sense of danger. It just adds a little bit of urgency.
Yeah.
Some of these people have been extra sweaty lately, though. And it drives me nuts. Man, the fucking hand cannon.
Yeah.
I want to use it more, but it's never available. And the sniper rifle.
I do. And I swear I've clipped at least 3 motherfuckers in the head with the goddamn hand cannon. But it hasn't registered as a headshot. And
You want to know? You want an easy way to do it? Down the guy, and then headshot him while he's crawling around. Yep. That, because then he could just execution style. Fuck his ass up. Man, the sniper rifle, only in epic and legendary now. And hard as ever to find now.
Yeah, whatever, that's fine. The only thing is the people that are going to find them, are they going to be the assholes that, like, use them?
Yeah. Or
killed by those assholes, and they're going to be like, ooh, look, they dropped the, like, one of the few sniper rifles in the entire map right here at my feet. And then the last half of the match is going to suck.
This season's been good. They made me like this season. Man, this pen feels huge. And I had to buy
a lot.
I had to buy this separately. For whatever reason, the store I bought this from didn't tell me they had ones that came with the charger. And my old pen that I lost, it came with a charger like this. But I just threw it somewhere because it didn't need it. It had a little USB port right here. So yeah. I could just plug it in. And that's a whole lot more convenient than this stupid shit.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. This is early design. You know what? It is not 2016 anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's come a long way.
Wait, it's not?
It's not. I mean, everything else. We got these great electronic dab rigs. All this. And then this. No. And this is ooze. These guys. You know, I don't know if it's this ooze, but there was an ooze. Was it called ooze? It was goose, maybe. A goo, some sort of factory like that. Some
ooze?
It was goo, I think. G-O-O.
Okay.
The place exploded anyways. And the explosions were so loud, I could hear it.
Goo everywhere.
I could hear it from my house. But apparently it was an illegal dab operation. Like, they were extracting illegally and not safely. And all the butane and shit started exploding. And it was blowing up for hours. We could hear the explosions. And they had a bunch of nitrous canisters there that were going off. And a nitrous can hit a kid in the head a quarter mile away from the fucking explosion and killed
him. Oh, man.
Damn. Yeah, that shit was crazy, man. And I could hear this shit from my house, and it was like 5 or 6 miles away. It was nuts. A coworker could see it from her front porch.
Hey.
I'm like, yeah.
Weed kills, man.
Yeah, well, when you're dumb about it. Oh, shit! Look at that bloody stone. That's, you know.
That shit's killer, man.
That shit killed Elvis.
Yeah. And, you know, now they have it in a fun spread for your bagels or whatever you want. A schmear.
A schmear.
Yeah, you know, what is a schmear? That's just cream cheese?
It's the way you put the cream cheese on the thing.
I think it's a blend. Might even
schmear.
I'm going to Google it now.
Yeah.
What is a schmear? Schmear for a bagel. I did not guess that's how you spelled schmear. Oh, it's a Yiddish word that refers to a spread that goes on a bagel. Three ingredients. They are...
What are they?
Philadelphia cream cheese. Sour cream and lemon. And... Hold on. They're lying to us.
This one's got four ingredients.
This one has five after saying just three. So I don't know who to believe anymore. What are the four ingredients? This one adds chives. I don't know. It doesn't look good to me. I'd rather put something delicious. Oh, do people call cream cheese schmear in New York City? If so, why? New Yorkers do not call cream cheese schmear. What they are doing is using a shorthand to describe what they want on a bagel. The difference is that cream cheese, as any other circumstances, is not called schmear, but instead it is an answer to what you want on your bagel. As in, give me a schmear of cream cheese. And it means, in addition, that you want a thin spread of cream cheese on your bagel in place of an equivalent amount of butter, so you would never say, I want thick schmear on my bagel, as it would be an oxymoron. Schmear also certainly comes from Yiddish, as the large population of Eastern European Jews that immigrated to New York City in the early parts of the 1900s would have been the people ordering bagels before bagels became a cross-cultural and cross-the-country phenomenon. I do like a bagel.
The more you know.
Yeah. And that's your history on bagels. I wish I had a bagel right now. A nice salt bagel. I don't know why. And those things are always covered in way too much fucking salt. Be like, oh, this is a chore.
Like a blueberry bagel with just some plain cream cheese on it.
Damn. See, I don't put the cream cheese on my bagels.
Oh yeah.
I'm not a cream cheese guy. I'm gonna put cashew spread out now on them. So yeah, I can't eat that shit. No, that's right.
Hey, you can actually contact them about making a sugar-free version.
Yeah.
Like you.
Yeah, maybe they can
rack make up the fucking doubt.
Get all of that diabetic money.
Put some fucking Cheetos in it. That'd be good. yeah.
What?
Oh, Cool Ranch Dorito spread. Mmm. Yeah. You know what? Let me just say, I remember when I found out they were testing Cool Ranch Dorito fucking tacos at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
In Ohio. It was perfect. It was covered in so much of that delicious ranch dust.
Yeah.
And when they finally brought it out nationwide, they butchered the shit out of it. And they took off all that delicious ranch dust.
Yeah.
There's hardly any on there. Dust. But on the ones they had fucking in the test kitchen, it was loaded in that fucking ranch dust. And I'll never forget my first time. I was in Ohio playing Yu-Gi-Oh! And my buddy says, oh, you there trying the Cool Ranch Dorito taco? And I said, shut the fuck up. And we stopped at a Taco Bell. Listen, I like Cool Ranch Doritos, man. And I was
banging.
I was just telling a coworker, man, a Cool Ranch Dorito taco would be so good. Fuck these nacho cheese. If they want my money, they gotta come with Cool Ranch.
And so, with the Cool Ranch spread, Cool Ranch Dorito spread, you put that in any regular taco, and it turns it into the Cool Ranch.
You're right.
Taco, and it gives it that kind of creamy, like melted deliciousness.
And if you're listening to this fucking company that makes the spreads, you got our permission.
PepsiCo, you heard us, bro.
Want
that fucking drink here?
That sounds disgusting.
Well, have you had a Cool Ranch Dorito?
Yeah.
Imagine that on a spoon.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't think that'd be good on
a I don't really like Cool Ranch Doritos.
Ah, there's something wrong with you.
No.
What about Cool American Doritos?
Hey, mm-hmm.
That's just Cool Ranch, but in a different language.
Subject to ranch. So this week at work, helping them out in the front of the house because somebody called whatever. And so I'm like pouring like massive amounts of ranch dressing in little cups and capping them all off and putting an R on them and stacking them up. And we're talking like probably a couple hundred of these things, like gallons of ranch dressing.
Oh, shit.
And I was just sitting there while I was doing this like mindless task, right? I was just sitting there thinking like, what if, like, I could travel back in time and, like, nuke the Hidden Valley? And so ranch never exists.
Oh.
And I don't have to fuck up. I don't have to do none of that shit.
I don't like ranch, so.
To this time, and there isn't any ranch, and it's so glorious. But then I see the opportunity to then invent ranch and rack in that fucking ranch money.
Yeah, because people... You know, I only like Cool Ranch potato chips or corn chips. Doritos. Cool Ranch Dorito. Although the potato chips were really fucking good, too. When Lay's had their Cool Ranch... Man, Cool Ranch just tastes so good. I would drink a Cool Ranch Mountain Dew, I think. I'm just saying. I'm throwing that out there. If Mountain Dew wants to test that flavor. I mean, they were testing Cheetos or Dorito in a fucking in college. Imagine, you want to try this new delicious drink? Oh, that's great. What is it? Nacho cheese flavored Mountain Dew. That sounds awful.
Yeah, man.
But Cool Ranch. At least as a spread for your bagel. A Cool Ranch bagel sounds delicious. You know
that
what?
Might be alright.
If I just cover it in that dust. If they just sold that dust, kind of like how they got that fucking dust, that Cinnamon Toast Crunch dust that you can put on your toast or shit. Give me some fucking Cool Ranch Dorito dust. Let me dust that fucking bagel. Let me dust everything.
You take a Cool Ranch Dorito, like one of those personal bags, right?
Yeah.
And you just open the bag enough to let the air out of it, right?
Yeah.
The ever-living shit out of it.
You're right. I made fried chicken with that once. That was pretty good.
Get a big family size. Get like a Ziploc bag. You got dust for days, homie.
Sprinkle it on. You know what? That'd be delicious. It'd be good on pizza too, I think. Like on everything. Like peanut butter sandwiches. It sounds gross, but
It sounds gross. It probably is, but I'd try it.
I mean, you were eating the peanut butter sandwich and then the Doritos at the same time.
I put the Doritos on the peanut butter sandwich.
I never ate chips with my peanut butter sandwiches.
Yeah.
I like goldfish on my peanut butter sandwich. Goldfish on the sandwich, that just hits the fucking spot, man. Fucking something about them little guys. Them little guys and some fucking peanut butter. Those clouds look wild, man. Like, that looks like some doomsday shit. Like, those were all the bombs just right. Hey, you see about that magic artist?
No.
Got caught stealing all the art from other magic artists? And the shit made it onto cards.
What?
Yeah, it's pretty wild. Let's see.
How do you get busted?
The fucking internet. The fucking internet.
Yeah, man, I forgot to grab these to show off.
Hell yeah.
I was working in the back room at the comic book shop, 901 Comics. Cooper Young, Midtown, Memphis, Tennessee, man. We got that 238 Sabretooth and Daredevil going at it. Thought it looked like a lot of fun. And then right past it at 248 and 249, Daredevil and Wolverine.
Oh, shit. Oh,
yeah, and look at the cover on this 249.
Looks good.
Right? Like, I mean, how cool is that? I can't wait to read it.
The Fall Mutants is covered.
Guns today. And then, here, you got him facing off with Ultron. And I think, I just remember this cover. This is a classic Daredevil cover that I remember.
Hell yeah, so gonna
get caught up on some of these classic Daredevil stuffs, but I also found this is pretty funny. And then I got a little Kickstarter in the old mailbox today too, but check it out.
Oh, the Freak Brothers.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Issue 2, 4, and 8.
They got a cartoon, though, so too.
They do. This is, like, issue number 2.
That's awesome.
I didn't check to see if, if they were, like, first printings or whatever. But, it's always kind of cool to go back in time and check out what they thought was funny back then. This came in.
Oh, shit. Zombie
Tramp. There they are.
She's in Zombie Tramp style.
Yeah. Was it Dan Mendoza, I think, is the dude's name? He did like all the artwork and stuff on the inside. They got several different variant covers. They came with these cool pins. This was part of the stretch goals. You got
hell yeah,
Zombie Tramp. It's just like a little metal pin.
Oh, that's dope.
And are they magnet pins or like stick pins?
No, they're stick pins. They'll stab you.
Okay.
They're like
little hat pins.
Pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
They're big too. That's a nice size pin.
They're like this big, man. Like pretty, I don't know what I'd put it on, to be honest. Got a magnet, always adding to the magnet collection on the refrigerator.
So you got to take a picture of the magnet collection someday.
It came with a blank card so you can get an artist drawing a card for you.
Oh, that's pretty fun.
A couple of the different
Yeah, big, big titty count.
Wow, man, it's like, I really like this one, to be honest. The art style is really nice.
It reminds me of like a Wild Storm swimsuit issue.
And it came with a cool patch.
Oh, that's pretty fucking cool.
Patch it on.
Put that on the jean jacket.
And then, well, obviously, also the comic book, which means extra work for Rick, because them's titties.
Oh, yeah, there's...
There's a count if there's zombie tits.
But then the inside, as you can see, is all the Dan Mendoza style.
Okay.
Artwork.
I like that art.
Yeah, I like his artwork style.
He's got a really
style.
Fun style. Yeah, they're kind of, they're mostly going at it throughout the issue.
Okay.
Really fun.
It looks like that's a pretty big comic. A lot of pages.
Oh. Lady Death taking a hit right there. Giving it to Zombie Tramp. Sender's flying. She cuts her up into some little bits at some point in this comic as well. And there's, you know, I haven't read it, but I gave it a flip through. Looks like fun. Oh, and this might transition us into our next subject.
Oh, shit. Oh, there's an X-Men 97 comic. Wow.
Yeah, issue number one came out this week.
Oh, shit.
And I got this one that's done. I just like this variant cover. It's actually, it takes place before the series starts.
Okay. So 96.
No. It's like literally right before the events of the first episode of the season.
Moments prior.
Listen, meanwhile,
I haven't watched any more than just the first episode so far.
Okay.
But the memes are really, I saw some things with Magneto and Rogue, and there was some other thing that really blew my mind that I don't remember. Yeah, now. Oh, Wolverine and Morph! I wasn't expecting that. Actually, I don't even know, did that really happen, Wolverine and Morph?
I don't know about that.
Okay, well, I saw a meme that they looked
it like happened.
I mean, if it didn't, it did. I hear like a weird ass noise all of a sudden. Oh, it's my fan. That's my, you know, this pen is kicking in, man. I've been cheaping on it all day, and like I said, I did them three dabs. And then the big ass dab out of this thing? Holy shit, man.
Yeah.
I ain't smoked a normal joint in a while. Yeah. Yeah. Man, I was high as shit on the VR, and I almost fell over like three times because it was tripping. Like, my legs and my brain just couldn't comprehend that what I was seeing wasn't real. So like when I go forward, I kept wanting to walk forward. And I'm like, oh, my arms work. Why aren't my legs working? That shit is fucking wild, man.
You see that chick that beat Fallout 4 completely in VR? Like she had one of them setups where when she walked everywhere.
Oh shit, that's pretty fucking impressive.
Yeah, it was wild. Man. She said she was going to do Skyrim next or some shit.
Yeah, you know, that'd be pretty fucking cool. Let me show you this real quick, you guys. This is fucking wild. So, this magic artist that made this picture here, turns out she stole it from this picture here. Like, she stole the archway and this lady, and then it turns out she stole other art from all different fucking artists. Like, there's like three or four different artists that she stole art for in just this picture alone.
That's funny.
Yeah. And just last set, fucking magic. Yeah, just last set, this happened. And this is stolen art, too. Yeah, see? Just stole that shit.
What are we looking at?
So this is someone's fucking art that they made, and then they just took it and used it as the background.
Okay.
Yeah, just completely stole it and said, hey, that's my background.
Damn.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy, man. And damn. Then there's a couple secret lair cards that this lady did that are all stolen art. Like, how do you submit that shit to a big-ass company like that, and they don't catch that shit? The art was stolen from other magic artists. That shit's... Wizards might be getting sued, though.
I would imagine.
Might be bumping out. Magic might be dead. I'd be sad.
I doubt it's dead.
Yeah, what if they go under? What if this is the end of Hasbro? No, you guys are right. They are a big fucking company.
Yeah, man. They're, they got them all. They got the G.I. Joes. They got the Star Wars.
Man, they need a G.I. Joe card game. That'd be dope as shit. I'd play a fucking G.I. Joe card game.
And you could collect all the G.I. Joes.
Yeah.
Like, more of them come out every, you know, series or whatever. Like, oh, see, here's series two. Boom. More G.I. Joes. More Cobra.
Yeah, see? And they're just sleeping on this. They made a My Little Pony card game.
Uh-huh.
Fuck My Little Pony. You know, in friendship...
I didn't know you were a pony.
No, I'm not.
Does it have
you said fuck My Little Pony. I just kind of assumed.
Yeah, no, I hated that show. My kid liked it, though. Cody liked it. They did have a My Little Pony game, though, yeah. It was the Friendship with Magic game. And I want to say...
They got a deck building card game. Is that the same thing?
Oh, My Little Pony?
No, G.I. Joe.
Oh, man, that is pretty fucking dope. It's not the same thing, but it's still cool. I would play a deck building G.I. Joe game.
I thought I saw this at the comic book store. Yeah, here. I don't know if you can see that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that looked good as shit.
They got a Power Rangers one I've been looking at. I think it's made by the same company.
Oh, I think you're right. I remember seeing the promos for it. Man. Yeah, because I thought it was a TCG.
Yeah.
It looks like the Renegades version, too. I don't know if that's like an add-on or what.
Man, I wonder if there's a VR version of fucking...
Tabletop Simulator? There is.
Oh, I'm fucking getting it.
There is.
Oh, I cannot wait to fucking knock shit.
If you get one of those link cables, you can link it to your PC and play your Steam games.
That's too much work.
I mean, you just gotta order a cable, you know?
A link cable, though?
Yeah.
That's asking a lot.
Yeah.
And then I gotta be connected to my computer.
Well, you would just be sitting there playing a card game.
Man, that would be so cool.
It would.
I really want to play that in fucking VR now. Man, that game is fucking... I wish I knew more people with it.
We could play that silly Juggalo game.
Yeah, I just want to throw shit at you. I want to knock shit off the table.
Flip the table.
I want to be playing a game and I want to point across the table and I just want to start yelling at the man. What are you doing? And then knock everything off in front of him. Pick that shit up. Man, I just... They shouldn't have let me buy this shit. I'm gonna get banned from everything so fast. It's connected to my Facebook. You gotta log in with your Facebook shit.
You're gonna have a fucking speedrun getting banned from everything?
Yeah. Like, we can't... You're too toxic. We can't have you in here yelling at the furries and... Man. And then there's, you know, you got, they got little markers and you can draw everywhere, and I'm just drawing dicks everywhere. And it's so cool, though, because I'm using my hand and I'm drawing. I'm drawing in, like, 3D. Man, it... I can't get over it. And I'm telling these guys how cool this shit is. Oh, duh. Well, we could tell you're new here. One guy said, I sound old. He said, are you just discovering technology, old man? And I said,
oh, check out Pop Pop. You saw where you're telling furries not to drag their ass on the floor.
Man. And then, you know, of course, it was full of, you know, the internet as well. So you had the random guy running around just screaming the N-word.
Cool.
And that was weird because he was running really fast throughout the shit. And the voice chat's like proximity chat. So the farther away they are, the, you know, less you can hear. So he'd be running in and you'd hear a little bit of the word. Oh, and there's a pool. And I threw my drink over the edge of the pool into the city.
Was it a virtual drink?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Virtual head?
You know, I did see a guy. It looked like he was getting a virtual BJ in this hot tub. You know what was trippy? I went upstairs and I was looking over the balcony and I was yelling at people. And I was like, wow, this is so weird. I really feel like I'm looking over this balcony. And that's where I almost fell. Oh, shit, I almost fell over that balcony. And when you move your head, and it tracks your head movement, and, like, it's like you're really there, that shit just, it trips me out. I get lost in that shit. I'm like, wow, I can look behind me, and there's shit behind me. I look up, and there's shit up. Like, I got feet. My hands move. That shit just, I can grab shit. It's crazy. I can't wait to play Job Simulator. You know, fucking.
Luna loves that shit.
I want to, you know, just spend my time working, fake working. That little boy hit his bench. Fucking man. What's better than fucking getting off work and putting on my virtual reality headset and working some more? You know, just doing medial.
I mean, it's what we live for. We're drones, right?
You know what? I wish VR came with, like, gloves. Like gloves where you can manipulate shit with your actual hand. Like, you're actually going to pick your shit up. You know, oh, I need to get super hot VR. Super hot VR.
Doesn't the Meta Quest 3 have hand tracking?
I mean, I think it does, yeah.
So would you need those gloves?
Yeah, no, because I want to feel it. I want, like, feedback and shit in the gloves.
Okay, got you.
What do you think? Go. That boy went in there and saw the Easter shit. And then told me, oh, there's stuff in there I wasn't supposed to see. And I'm like, oh, shit, what did you see in there? Go, don't talk right now. Don't say this shit right now. I wasn't even thinking. I don't know why he don't use the other bathroom. There's a whole ass other bathroom here. He ain't about it.
Can you lock the door or something?
I don't have a fucking lock on my door. I wish I did.
Oh, dude. Man. $12 at the Home Depot. Get you a whole new
doorknob
lock.
That is a good idea. You're right.
Treat yourself.
You're right. I'm gonna do that. But on that fucking note, I'm gonna get out of here.
That's what's happening. A couple of games?
Yeah, I'm gonna try to find some food real quick first. But then I'll hop my little butt on.
Good. go out there and do some hunting.
Hell yeah. You.
We're out there. Critters tonight, folks.
Go out there to the BrooklynBeatdown.com. And fucking click a link. Any of them. Click subscribe, and that'll let you know when shit happens. So, you know, then go to stone.ninja, stoneninja.com, and buy a comic book, you know, coffee mug, get some swim trunks. Then go to slinkycast.com and listen to an episode, and then go to whatever Donnie's doing. Fucking.
Where's Donnie?
Where is Donnie? Where is Donnie? Where the fuck is Donnie?
We need to make a shirt that's like Donnie on a milk carton.
Fucking. That's great, Donnie on a milk carton. Where the fuck is Donnie? Fucking, if you've seen him, you let us know.
Hey, Donnie, if you're watching, hop on next week.
Hang out. I miss you. Just fucking peace out.